You're listening to SBS News.
It's a tradition for Iraqi Jews to make kahi for Shavuot, but it's been a while since Julie Lippman has made the pastry, and she struggles to remember the recipe. The 95-year-old fled to Australia after a violent riot against the Jewish community in Iraq.
They were running in the street like crazy, you know, with swords, with knives, whatever, you know. They just want to find somebody to kill or to hurt. And we heard them. The people working for them, they were breaking into houses and taking whatever they can, you know, to help themselves. We heard they killed somebody, or they did a few things. They killed a few people, I think. I don't know how many.
On the 1st of June 1941, a Nazi-inspired mob stormed Baghdad streets. It became known as a farhud, or violent dispossession in Arabic. The massacre left 180 dead and hundreds more wounded, and Julie Lippman remembers it put an end to the peaceful coexistence between Jews and Muslims.
We were so close with them till the end. You know, people can be very friendly, and then they can be so against you in a matter of seconds.
Until Farhud, Sydney Jewish Museum curator Shannon Biederman says the Iraqi Jewish community had largely lived peacefully with Muslims for 2,500 years.
The Jews were very much a part of Iraqi life. They were 3% of the population, so they were quite sizable. And they did hold political office, they did have intellectuals, they saw themselves as really part of Iraqi society, contributing to poetry and literature and, you know, Arabic life there.
But according to Ms. Biederman, life changed for Iraqi Jews when the British began losing power in the region and after Israel was established.
It really changed everything in Jewish Iraqi history. It made them realize that they were just no longer safe in Iraq, that this symbiosis that they thought they had between the non-Jewish population and themselves really wasn't there, that their safety couldn't be guaranteed. Especially, you know, they were left out of this sort of national uprising, you know, this creation of a new Iraq, as well as really the prevalence of anti-Semitism showed them that their home was really no longer safe.
Soon after the massacre, Jews left on the condition that they gave up their property and assets. Julie Lippman's grandfather had been headmaster and owner of a prominent school.
And all that left, it was left. And I don't know what happened to it. They never got any money back or anything. That was all lost.
In the decade that followed Farhud, most of Iraq's 150,000 Jews left with little more than their memories. But the legacy of the Iraqi Jewish community continues as a living tradition 80 years later. Julie Lippman's story is now part of a history being taught to future generations. Gareth Borum, SBS News.